Hello, everybody. Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. We've got a nice chipper today. One time through, larger chunks of work. Gotta do it for variance every now and then. Even though it might slow you down and you would accomplish this amount of work quicker if I chopped it up and made it three rounds for time, it's intentionally done in big chunks as a chipper. We gotta do it. And it's fun. Here it is, for time. Starting off with 150 double-unders. Wow. Then, 105 dumbbell power snatch. That's with a 50-pound dumbbell for men and a 35-pound dumbbell for women. And I know what somebody just thought. Somebody that has that kind of thing in their brain. That's an uneven number of power snatches. That means one of my arms is going to do one more dumbbell power snatch repetitions. Won't I be walking around in balance for the rest of my life? No, you will not. You will be fine. So 105 dumbbell power snatches. Then, shoulders are nice and warmed up. You're breathing. Why not kick upside down and walk 15 meters in a handstand walk? Finish that, and then you end with 5 rope climbs. Absolutely using your feet. I think this is going to be a great one. I think people are really going to like it. And a big chunk of dumbbell power snatches right before a handstand walk is going to be absolutely fantastic. Video showing the double under, the dumbbell power snatch, handstand walk, and then a couple styles of the rope climb. Super Fitness for Robot time for this, 15 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, 28 minutes or less. So, for this workout, the double unders, it's a big chunk of double unders, and if you have them, no big deal. But if you're looking at that chunk of double unders and you're like, that's about 10 minutes worth of work, probably going to want to consider the scaled option for today. And the dumbbell power snatch as well, that's a big set of dumbbell power snatch, and it certainly does not need to be in this continuous touch and go unbroken kind of a deal where you never stop. But if you don't think you could chip away in just kind of sets of 10, let's just say, you know, you're alternating arms each time, but sets of 10 total, you may want to consider that scaled option as well. Obviously, if you don't have the handstand walk, that's just a technical skill. We've got you covered with something else, and same with the rope climbs. The wild card option today for time, 150 double unders, then 35 power snatches, but with a barbell, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, 5 wall walks instead of the handstand walk, and then 35 chest-to-bar pull-ups in place of the rope climb. Video showing the power snatch, the wall walk, and the kipping chest-to-bar pull-up. So we're going to move our body in roughly the same way as the prescribed workout of the day, but in a little bit of a different manner to give more options for people depending upon preferences, gear, equipment, things of that nature. Don't have handstand walks. Wall walks can be fantastic for strength building, good stuff. Scaled option today, for time, 100 single unders, 70 dumbbell power snatch, and we knock the loading down to 35 pounds for men, 25 for women, then 3 laps around a box in a pike or plank position in place of the handstand walk. If you don't know what that means, there's a video that shows you. And then 25 ring rows, and make those ring rows challenging. You just get your body at an easy angle and you blast through 25, that's not what we're talking about. Maybe make it so challenging that it's 5 tough sets of 5 gets you to the ring row, so we build some good strength. Video showing the single under, then handstand walking, scaling and modifications. That's the one that has the around the box. How to get a pull-up and ring rows. Limited equipment option. They've got the jump rope for the double unders. They've got the dumbbell for the power snatches. They can do the handstand walk. The only change for them is they don't have a rope to climb, so they'll be doing 35 kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups at the end of that workout. Their Super Fitness Robot time, 15 minutes, 30 seconds or less, more likely 28 minutes or less. No equipment workout, 150 jumping jacks, 150 glute bridges, and then a 15-meter handstand walk. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Let's sprint. Make sure you're warmed up, but let's sprint. You're going to do 5 50-meter sprints, foot sprints, or 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking because the bike spins up faster, and you will rest 1 to 2 minutes between those efforts. Then we have farmer's carries. You're just going to do 3 farmer's carries with a challenging load, challenging distance. It's not supposed to be till you're drop the dumbbells, maximal effort, can't grip anything anymore, but I don't know how heavy the objects are that you have to carry. If they're really heavy, you'll carry them a shorter distance. If they're lighter, you'll carry them a longer distance. We just want to build some grip strength. So 3 farmer's carries. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Hope you enjoyed today's chipper. Tomorrow's a rest day for most of us. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.